The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for the Outdoorsman Radio Show with your host, Alan Ellis. Good morning, everyone. Alan Ellis here. This is the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Second hour, our phone number, 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. If you'd like to give us a call, we'd love to have a conversation with you. So anyway, I started talking about firearms, modern sporting rifles, whatever you want to call them, but there's a big move on to regulate or ban, which we've done here in Maryland, by the way. We've made them a regulated firearm, most of them. But, you know, here's what hunters have to know about these proposed gun bans and gun laws and so forth. When they talk about semi-automatic firearms, when they talk about assault-style rifles, when they talk about AR-15s and AK-47s and that style of firearm, they are talking not only about the modern sporting rifle, they're talking about all auto-loading firearms, all semi-automatics. Okay? They're talking about your A5. They're talking about your Ruger Ranch rifle. They're talking about your 1100, 1187. Okay? That's what they're talking about. They're not just talking about those scary-looking military rifles. And as hunters, the sooner we recognize the fact that our firearms are in the mix, it's not just recreational shooters, it's not just people that have these scary-looking rifles. Okay?
It's everything.
It's all of the above.
Think New Zealand,
correct. Now, what I like about New Zealand is that the non-compliance rate with the gun ban, the fake gun buyback ban in New Zealand after this horrific shooting, that there's a 70-some percent non-compliance rate. And I suspect the same thing would happen in the United States, if not higher. Okay. So in California, a gun rights group in San Diego sued Thursday to block California from enforcing an assault weapons ban, citing a federal court ruling earlier this year that struck down a state prohibition against high-capacity magazines. The challenge against California's firearms laws, which are among the strictest in the country, follows a pair of deadly mass shootings this month involving military-style rifles. And see, that's where the media gets you, Chris. What is a military rifle versus a military-style rifle? See what they did there?
It's all a question of semantics.
Yeah. Hank Williams Sr. is not going to be entertaining this weekend, but a cover band called Something Else is
playing
covering
Hank
Williams style music.
And the gullible take it hook, line, and sinker.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Yeah, military style or assault style. Okay? Mm-hmm. Got to read and understand. And deadly mass shootings.
And the funny thing is the people who are spearheading or trying to spearhead all this are the ones out in Hollywood making movies that, guess what they involve?
Deadly mass shootings.
Exactly, with high-powered weapons.
Yeah. We damn near had a tragedy in Philadelphia.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? With the police. Six mm-hmm. police officers were injured. Two of them in a car crash on the way. I didn't know if you knew that or not, but six police officers were injured trying to serve a warrant on a criminal whose rap sheet was 12 pages long, who is a felon,
mm-hmm.
who should not have been able to own a firearm. You understand that the law breakers and the scoff laws and the criminals are not going to abide by gun safety rules or increased gun laws or things like that. But he bought that gun legally. Which one? The guy in Dayton? Yeah. He was also high on cocaine. Okay. Mm-hmm. Alcohol. And God only knows what else in his bloodstream.
I'm surprised he was able to even walk with what I heard was in his blood system.
Yeah, exactly. You know? Oh, antidepressants. That was part of it as well. Yeah. The lawsuit was filed in the same San Diego federal court where District Judge Roger Benitez in March tossed a two-decade-old state ban on the sale and purchase of magazines holding more than 10 rounds of ammo. You know, we do have a magazine ban here in Maryland. The new lawsuit says the Benitez decision undercuts California's ban on certain assault weapons that can hold large-capacity magazines, the San Diego Union-Tribune reported. Benitez's decision triggered a week-long buying frenzy before he halted sales pending the outcome of a state appeal. Thursday's lawsuit was filed on behalf of three San Diego County men and the San Diego County Gun Owners Political Action Committee, the Union Tribune reported. The plaintiffs say they own legal rifles or pistols and want to use high-capacity magazines in them but can't. Doing so, they say, would turn them into illegal assault weapons under California statutes, subject to confiscation. So, because you can put more bullets in your gun than the law says you can have, then you're now a criminal. Huh? Huh? I'm allowed to put 10-round magazine in this gun, but I can't put a 20-round magazine in this gun. Why? Oh, because that's too many bullets for anybody to have. What? The owner's lawyer, John Dillon, told the newspaper, if owning such magazines is legal, being able to use them ought to be legal, too. So you can own them, but you're not allowed to use them. What a ridiculous law. Tom in Reisterstown.
I know you
practice good gun control. You hit the target just about every time, right?
Yeah. I don't know if anybody's aware, but this red flag law that we have, they're trying to pass.
In Maryland, it's already passed. We already have it.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, a buddy of mine got caught up in it. He was on vacation. His daughter's at the house, gets in a fight with the boyfriend. Boyfriend calls the police. Tells police he's worried she's going to hurt herself. They come to the house. Got any guns here? Yeah. Luckily, she only told him about a shotgun in the closet. He had a whole safe of guns upstairs. The shotgun belonged to his grandfather. It didn't even work. But they took it, and it took him like 6 months to get it back.
Good grief.
Now, the bad thing about the red flag law that nobody's telling you is if you get your girlfriend mad at you, she calls the police like this one happened.
Right.
You go on the NIC system as a danger.
Yeah.
It's like getting off of the no-fly list to get off that NIC system.
That's
you
right.
You get your guns back, you'll never buy another one.
Yep, exactly.
So that red flag law is the first shot to keep people from getting guns.
Well, that's exactly right, and there's 17 states that have one of those. Did you know that?
Yeah.
Maryland being one of them. Maryland yep. being one of them. You got to understand. See, this is what I've been preaching for years. Oh, the governor would never allow our guns to be taken. Well, no, he probably wouldn't. But you've got to understand the makeup of our system here in Maryland. You have the House of Delegates and you have the Senate, okay? Both are majority D's, the opposite of the governor, okay? They can pass a law that is horrible to gun owners. The governor says, I'm going to veto this. And everybody goes, ah, well, the governor vetoed the law. But guess what? Next time they come back in session, they simply vote to override the governor's veto.
Yep.
Pretty
you
simple.
Know, the thing is, it's like they do with everything they try to pass. They put it under the guise of something makes sense. Why wouldn't you want them to take guns away from crazy people?
Well, exactly.
You
why? Know? Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
So it makes you look like a moron to fight it. But the bottom line is there's always another motive to them doing it.
Well, the Mothers Against Gun Violence were down in the General Assembly every single day. They talked to every single lawmaker. They had a uniform. They had a red dress on. And the mantra was the same. Don't you remember those poor people that were killed in the newspaper office right up here in Annapolis? Five people murdered by a man with a shotgun. A pump-action shotgun, I might add. Okay? We have to do something about these gun laws. They're too loose. They allow people who are mentally ill to have guns. Well, guess what? If you're a criminal and you're high on something, you are not in your full mental capacity state. And guess what? If you're already a drug dealer or a drug user or somebody involved in that criminal activity, you don't give a rat's rear end about a legal gun, an illegal gun. If you can get one, you want one, and you got the cash to pay for it. Come on, people.
Yeah.
Let's pay attention.
Or there will be no gun owners.
Let's pay attention. Yeah. Just go online and put something very simple term in there on your favorite search engine. Baltimore homicides 2019. Okay? And it's absolutely amazing what you can find. Okay? Guns are stolen every day. Guns are bought and sold on the street, just like drugs are bought and sold on the street. Drugs are illegal. Illegal guns are bought and sold on the street every single day. It is not the guy who has his grandfather's shotgun and he wants to give it to his grandson, you know, that's the problem. It's not that guy. It's not the dealers at the gun show that are doing the background checks that are the problem. It's not the hunter that wants his buddy to have, you know, hey, look, here, I'm going to loan you my 870 for your next hunt. You know? And the guy's got an 870 that doesn't belong to him, but his buddy loaned it to him. At the end of the hunt season, he goes, how'd you like to sell that? Yeah, here you go. Whatever the money is. It's not that guy. Did Tom go away?
Sounds like it.
I think Tom left us. Yeah, he did. So, he must have had something to do. But, I mean...
And see, another thing that people fail to realize is that there's a reason why we've never been invaded. They hit us with planes.
Oh,
but
sure.
As far as troops, there's a reason.
Right.
Because everybody else out in the world thinks you don't want to go there because everybody's got a gun.
That's correct. Look at how many incidents there are where protecting somebody's home with a firearm or brandishing a firearm, you know, never gets reported. Okay?
Because it goes against their narrative.
It goes against their narrative. Exactly right. You don't see a report like you see in, you know, some of these National Rifle Association publications, The Armed Citizen. You never see those reports. Hardly ever, unless it's dramatic. You know? So-and-so felt threatened, you know, somebody tried to stick somebody up and they pulled their weapon. And the felon, or, you know, the robber fled. Well, that never even makes it to the news. Never even makes it. Oh, I don't like talking about guns. I really don't. You know? 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. Yeah. Got a caller there, Mr. Chris?
Well, Bruce was Baltimore City, didn't want to go on the air. And okay. The thing is, what he wanted to say was about, it's part of the red flag laws, which is, you know, you've got a gun. I want to buy that gun from you.
Right.
And what they're trying to do now is that in order for it to be a sale, we can't do it between the two of us. We've got to go to a
license. That's not red flag. That was an introduced law last year.
Okay.
That was Senate Bill 88, I believe, last year. Yeah.
That you had to bring in a third party.
You had to go to a gun dealer. Both of you had to fill out mm-hmm. the mm-hmm. 4473 form to transfer that gun. And then, of course, the dealer gets his cut of it.
Exactly.
You know, so there's no person. That's what they're. I heard one the other day that really, really got my attention. Amy Klobuchar, one of the.
That name sounds really familiar.
I think she's one of the dirty double dozen running for presidential
mm-hmm.
candidate.
Yeah,
she said something about the boyfriend loophole. What the hell is a boyfriend loophole? I know what a straw purchase is.
Mm-hmm.
I almost got involved with one of those one time. Guy called me up and said, hey, I ordered a gun. It's at so-and-so's place. Could you go in and, you know, pick it up for me and pay for it? I'll pay you back for it. No. Why can't you go in and get it? Well, I have a felony. Guess what?
I'm not even going.
Sorry. I'm not going to put the gun shop at risk of losing his federal firearms license.
That's right.
I'm not going to put my reputation at risk. And I'm
sure as heck
salted that you would even ask me to do that.
Yeah.
You know. And then he got somebody else to do it who didn't even know what he was doing. So it annoyed me. But no, no.
And 90% of the people who are trying to pass this legislation wouldn't know the muzzle from a.
You need to get them to a gun range,
mm-hmm.
okay? You need to get them. You need to show them why they need protection. You need to show them why the average citizen is not going to go around and suddenly turn into a mass shooter. Okay? There are warning symbols. The kid in Parkland, there's a law in Florida called the Baker Act. If somebody's acting in an unhinged manner like this kid in Parkland shooting was, he was reported. He should have been taken out of the home under the Baker Act for a couple of days, 72 hours, for observation. But they don't do it. Law enforcement doesn't do it. Broward County, I mean, you know, that's shaky anyway, but good grief. That's a lot different than the red flag law, that Baker Act deal in Florida. That allows law enforcement to take the person from their home without their consent and put them under observation for 72 hours. Let's talk to Ann in Towson. Good morning, Ann. How are you?
Good morning. I'm fine. Thank you.
What's up?
This is an interesting situation. My brother-in-law is just recently deceased,
mm-hmm.
and he had a handgun and two or three rifles or a shotgun. I'm not sure which.
Right.
My nephew, his son, asked me for the handgun. I don't use guns. I had taken it and kept it because he had dementia. We didn't want him to get his hands on
it. Of course, yeah. Okay.
So anyway, these three guns are now in possession by my nephew's friend who lives in the city. I don't know what to do. I don't want them in his house because if somebody breaks into his house and starts using these guns.
First of all, when it comes to a handgun in Maryland.
Yeah.
Okay. The procedure is to transfer a handgun. It is the law that you take the handgun and both parties to the local state police barracks. You do not take the gun into the barracks. You walk in and you say, I have a handgun that I'd like to transfer to my nephew.
Uh-huh.
Then the necessary paperwork is filled out, and that your nephew then waits 10 days for the application, or 7 days, 8 days, whatever it is now, to be approved before he can take possession of the handgun. A handgun is different than a rifle. A handgun, being a regulated firearm, has a whole different set of circumstances rather than a long gun, a rifle, or a shotgun. And now you've got another situation where you've got another extended party involved in the possession of that handgun, which, should something happen, should that gun be stolen, or should that gun be stolen and involved in a crime, or even stolen and recovered later in you know, part of a criminal investigation, that's coming right back to your brother.
Yeah. So, what do I do? Okay. Tell me again what I have to do. I take the handgun to the
state. If you can get the handgun back,
uh-huh,
you have to tell your nephew, and I don't know what kind of guy your nephew is, you have to say to him, hey, we've broken the law. If you want to have this handgun, we're going to have to do this. We're going to have to go to the state police. We're going to leave the handgun in the car, but we're going to write down the serial number. We're going to write down the model, the make, the barrel length. Okay, we're going to give all the details to the state police. You're going to go in and give them your information, your driver's license, and you're going to fill out the paperwork, and then you're going to go through the waiting process to get that handgun from your father.
This is complicated.
It's not easy, but it's a car. What's that? Yeah, you don't go in. You ask the police. You tell the police that you have the firearm in your possession because, you know, it was given to you by your brother. And, you know, quite frankly, you should be the one that is now the one that's registered as the owner. You've got to get that firearm. If you don't like where it is, you've got to figure out who's going to own it, and, you know, what's going to happen to it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The long guns, the shotgun, the rifle, you know, that's a person-to-person transfer. They're not regulated, but the handgun is.
So, because this friend of my nephew's has the shotgun or rifles.
Yeah.
What do we do about that situation?
I don't know. Do you trust a friend?
Well, he lives in the city. If his house is broken into.
Yeah, I know.
What's going to happen?
Well, your nephew doesn't sound like he's too smart, unfortunately.
He doesn't know anything about guns.
Well, okay. now see, that alone scares me. Both of you, if you live in Towson, both of you should go to Continental Arms and take a gun safety course.
I just want to get rid of the guns in a legal, safe manner so they're not down in this friend's house.
Then get them back. And go there to Continental Arms.
Go to Continental.
Go to Continental Arms if they're closest to you, or Clyde's, or any local gun dealers. But I would say Continental can help you more so than anybody.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and they can provide all the paperwork that's necessary
to get rid of the guns. Yeah.
And you might even get a few bucks for them.
Mm-hmm. So they could actually take the guns off our hands.
They can do that.
But the handgun, because it's regulated,
and it may have never been registered.
Who knows?
Exactly. It may never have been registered. So I mean, you know, some people see that. Oh, that's a good thing. I got a 357. It's never been registered. You know, well, somebody bought it somewhere. There's a record somewhere of it. You know, so.
Yeah.
But that would be my advice in that situation.
Okay, so the shotgun and the rifle, that's not a big deal. We can get those and take those up to Continental Arms. See,
right.
That's fine. But the handgun,
do you know
the state police.
Yeah, do you know what kind of shotgun and rifle they are?
No.
Okay. All right.
But the handgun is what worries me.
Yeah, of course.
I have to go to the state police and go in.
Well, I wouldn't do that first. First, I'd get them back in your possession.
Mm-hmm.
Then go to Continental Arms and
I'm
say...
I'm not worried about the rifle and the shotgun. I'm just worried about the handgun.
I'm trying to help you.
Uh-huh.
Take all of them.
Oh, okay.
Okay? Because you're not going to give the gun to the kid. You're just going to take it and get rid of it.
Uh-huh.
So the state police doesn't enter into that if you're working with an FFL dealer, which is, you know, right there in Timonium. Federal firearms license dealer. So just put them in a box, put them in a gun case, take them to Continental Arms and ask them what they'd like to do. And they can give you the up to the second value, paperwork, whatever you need to do, they'll take care of it for you.
Oh, even the handgun.
Everything, yes, ma'am.
Oh, thank you so much.
Yeah. You were telling me you were giving it to your nephew. Well, now the situation's changed. You're getting it back from the nephew. You're taking it back into your possession. Now you can take it to the FFL dealer and say, what do I do with this?
Uh-huh.
Had you transferred that to your nephew, then you'd have to go through the paperwork because it is a regulated firearm.
Right. Well, he doesn't want the guns, and I don't really want the guns.
Right.
You know, so that's what I'll do. I appreciate that so much.
No problem.
Thank you.
And you want to leave your number, and I'll call you. I mean, you know, you could probably make more on a private sale from the rifle and shotgun than you would at Continental Arms, but if that doesn't matter, then just take them in there and take care of it.
Yeah, I'll give you my phone number.
Okay. Chris will get that number from you, and I'll give you a call later, okay?
Thank you so much.
You got it. I'm not buying the pistol, just so you know. The handgun.
Okay.
Okay?
Thank you.
All right, hang on.
Okay.
There you go. Let's talk to Bill in Centerville.
Hi, this is Bill. I have a fishing license question.
Okay.
But sitting here listening to the gun talk, I have a number of, I think, worthwhile comments on guns. But first of all, I'm a senior citizen. Can I fish off the bridges of Maryland without a license? For example, I crossed the Chestertown Bridge last night, and it occurred to me, do I need a license to fish off a bridge?
Yes.
Okay, and I'll get a license. Now, the gun stuff.
Yep.
I'll start out. I saw a report on Channel 45 News last night about the crime in Canton area of Baltimore.
Yeah.
And in that neighborhood, recently, there was a rape, a robbery, and a carjacking, at least, and other things, probably.
Right.
The police don't tell the residents.
Nope.
The Channel 45 reporter was interviewing the residents about the rape and the robbery, and they knew nothing about it. Now, the carjacking they knew about because they heard the woman screaming when the guy was driving away with the car. That's number one. Number two, gun control. Cocaine, heroin, fentanyl, it's all sold and bought. It's illegal, but they do it. Same thing's going to happen with guns. A 100-round magazine. I have one. I've never used it. I have one. They say, well, why do you want a 100-round magazine? Well, when I do target practicing, I don't want to take the time to reload. That's a little facetious.
I understand.
They reported that the police response time in Baltimore is 1 minute worse than the response time in Detroit. 16 minutes. When you have a robbery or a rape or a shooting and you call the police in Baltimore, it takes them 16 minutes to get there. Background checks. They better destroy the background checks because what's going to happen is there'll be a record of all the guns and where they are. And when the weirdos take over, they'll come and take the guns.
Well, let's hope that never happens. That's why we have the Second Amendment.
Okay. Now, I happened to be watching some TV last Sunday, and Michael Bloomberg, a.k.a. gun-grabbing Michael Bloomberg.
Well, yeah, he has the big organization. Yeah, he sure does.
He spent $100 million defeating 12 Republican congressmen.
Yep.
Anyway, but here's what he said. This is a direct quote. The NRA wants its members to have a license to kill.
Well, look, consider the source, Bill. Consider the source.
And I see people send young. I had a neighbor send a seven-year-old by himself into the woods with a shotgun with a deer slug in it. I think seven's a little young to be hunting by yourself. So I say to my friends, I say, would you send them in the woods and let them cut wood with a chainsaw by himself?
Right.
And if they say no, I say, well, he's not quite ready to be going in the woods with a firearm by himself. I'm just looking if I got all my points.
You got them all done. Listen,
that
resident senior consolidated fishing license will cost you $5 for a year.
Okay. Well, the money's not. Okay, I think anyway, good talking to you.
All right, Bill. Thanks. Appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Let's talk about guns. Let's talk about Clyde Sports Shop. Why not? 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. Should we talk about auto loaders? I think we should. Let's talk about the Gold Light 10-gauge, a proven standard for auto loading performance, gas-operated auto loader, 3.5-inch chamber, 10-gauge, composite DuraTouch armor coating, mossy oak camo stock, comes with three standard Invector choke tubes. That's the firearm. If you want to reach out and touch a snow goose, that's one you're going to like. Let's talk about the Maxxis. Here's a shotgun. If you've ever lifted a Maxxis to your shoulder, you're going to want one. No question. Auto loader shotgun, waterfowl hunting perfection. 3 and 3.5-inch chambers available. It's a new power drive gas system that reduces recoil in an auto loader, the Maxxis in mossy oak camo, from Browning. And then there's the Browning A5, the most reliable, fastest cycling, best balanced and softest shooting recoil operated auto loader on the planet. Bill Blamberg, one of the owners of Clyde's, has had an A5 since the 60s. It still works great. It's been reintroduced, still got the humpback. It's got a fiber optic front sight, ergo balance, recoil operated kinematic drive. It's an auto loader shotgun with a 100,000 rounder 5-year guarantee. Clyde Sports Shop, your full line Browning dealer, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway exit number 9, 410-242-6108. Clyde's Sports Shop. Let's go to the Eastern Shore. Let's talk about the first choice for Eastern Shore hunters and anglers, and that's Chesapeake Outdoors. You want to talk about firearms? They got Remington, Chiappa, all the ammunition as well. They're ready for dove season, too, with ammo and decoys and buckets and chairs. They've got the muzzle loaders by Thompson Center and CVA. Bow season right around the corner opens September 6th, less than a month away. The Mission Crossbow, the Sub 1XR, the Raven Crossbows, the R26 and R29, 10-point, Excalibur, Carbon Express, Barnett, and a blowout closeout on all Hoyt compound bows. The famous brand that they carry is Matthews, including the Vertix, the new one, which allows a dealer now to change everything with modules unlike any of the previous Matthews bows. So you will like the Vertix. Bow tuning, custom arrows, and accessories. See my buddy Pete for all that. He's good at it. Camouflage apparel for all seasons. 20% off all Huck fishing apparel. Long sleeve t-shirt, short sleeve t-shirt, shorts, 20% off today, this weekend, at Chesapeake Outdoors, and 20% off the Bradley Smokers, just in time for Spanish mackerel and bluefish. Chesapeake Outdoors is located exit 39B Dominion Road on Kent Island. That's in Chester, Maryland, 410-604-2500, 604-2500 for Chesapeake Outdoors.
Alan Ellis here for Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie Spray-On Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Bedliners rated number one, carry nationwide lifetime warranty. Linex Spray-On Bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust in your bed. Your tools, your tackle, your crabbing and hunting gear can't hurt your truck bed. Choose the Linex Premium Bedliner or the Linex Extra. Both look great. And Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck, step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards, you get it. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex spray-on bed liner, truck gear, and accessories. Catonsville Linex, new location, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill, just off Security Boulevard across from Coons Ford, 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. Linex. Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you. If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and at a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire and Auto.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Dead at 79.
Looking for adventure in whatever comes our way. Yeah, I'm going to be hard, but take a world in a lovely
way. Dennis Hopkins. New temperature for about 10 years now, right?
I love smoking lightning. Heavy metal thunder. Racing with the
hits did they have? I think they had about two or three others.
Yeah.
Pusher is another,
yeah.
And I can't remember this, but one, Magic Carpet one.
All right, let's go to the show. We got Emmett on here. I know Emmett was born to be wild. Good morning, Emmett. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you doing, Alan?
Good, man. What's up?
Hey, Alan, last night I was listening to news. They were talking about the dead zone in the Chesapeake Bay.
Yep.
I really don't know that much about it. I mean, where it's at, how deep it goes, or what causes it. Maybe you could give me some
sure.
information on it.
Sure. What causes a dead zone is a lack of dissolved oxygen, and that primarily comes from too many nutrients in the bay, phosphorus and nitrogen. Phosphorus and nitrogen cause algae to bloom. When algae blooms, algae covers the leaves of the saltwater grasses and doesn't allow the photosynthesis to take place where the grasses basically inhale carbon dioxide and exhale oxygen. So there's no dissolved oxygen in the water. And this can go, this starts at the bottom and rises to a certain level, the surface is usually okay, but the dead zones means that nothing can live on the bottom. No crabs, no oysters, no fish can live in that area. And the zone shifts from time to time. But there's a big dead zone right now north of the Bay Bridge. There's a couple other ones in other parts of the bay. And it's primarily caused by, you know, the environmental factors that, you know, combine in the right way to cause these algae blooms. Heat, lack of salinity, things like that.
That would runoff affect that too?
It can. Certain kind of runoff. Certain storm surges coming out of the rivers, coming out of the creeks can cause disruption in the oxygen supply, yes.
What about all the rain we've had, like the?
Well, that's what I said. Like a storm surge can do that. The rain has diluted the bay. The salinity level is not that high, so that's another factor, but it's not the only cause.
Now, is there a way to reclaim it, or does nature kind of do that? Or
nature kind of does that. You know, nature kind of does it. You've got so much fresh water coming in from the river systems. You know, especially the big main artery, the Susquehanna River, you know, all the rains north of us all run right into the bay, all the nutrients, all the runoff from the farm fields and all the gray water, all the sewage systems that run into the bay. You know, your laundry detergents are full of phosphorus and nitrogen. That's just a nutrient loading in the bay. And so are some of your, so are some of your farm chemicals that, you know, the corn grows great, but whatever isn't, you know, used in the soil runs into the bay and causes these nutrient explosions, which again is nitrogen and phosphorus. Okay. You know, I mean, when you buy fertilizer, you know, it has the elements in it. Two of them are nitrogen and phosphorus, and that causes this algae to bloom and block the sunlight because it forms on the leaves of the underwater grasses. It blocks the sunlight from penetrating the leaves, which doesn't allow photosynthesis to take place, which means no chlorophyll is formed. The bay grasses die. Therefore, the oxygen that the plants underwater exhale into the water is not there.
Well, no,
you know how photosynthesis works, you know? Plants are opposite of humans. Plants inhale carbon dioxide, even if they're underwater, and exhale oxygen. That's what oxygenates the water.
Right.
I mean, there's other factors, but when there's no plant life, or the plant life, the leaves are covered, then they can't photosynthesize, they can't produce the oxygen, and therefore the oxygen is not present in the water.
So I imagine that, like, the Conowingo Dam is a major source of that pollutant then.
Yeah, the Susquehanna River, correct.
Right. Now, are they saying anything more about dredging or doing anything at the Susquehanna? I heard like that Maryland's trying to get the different states to kick in on it.
Yeah. You know, that's always up in the air. The power company is very powerful politically as far as lobbying is concerned, and I don't know if they'll ever overcome the fact that the power company will buy them off, you know, with fines and money and whatever the contribution is to keep them from having to actually do something.
Well, okay, Alan, listen, you have a blessed day.
Thank you, buddy. Appreciate it.
Bye.
Take care. Bye-bye. All right. We got to take another break already, huh?
Got to manage our time here.
Yeah, I know, which I haven't done that well today, but that's all right. Well, let's talk about Clyde Sports Shop. You know, Clyde Sports Shop has everything for fishing and crabbing. I mean, fishing's really starting to get good, no question about it. They've got the baskets. They've got the trot lines. They've got the makings for the trot line, you know, the line and all the accessories, the snoods and the bait bags and the floats and all that. They got the measures, the tongs, the gloves, the crab mallets, the nets, cloth and wire nets. They got the commercial crab pots, the crab hotels, the cloth and wire crab rings, Pasadena crab traps, the low profile, the topless crab traps. They got their own seasoning. They got steamers. It's all right there. Clyde Sports Shop. I mean, you know, they've got the salted eel, the chicken necks, and the licenses. Everything you need for crabbing. And same stuff for fishing. Any kind of fish you want to go, they got the 24-hour fishing hotline, 247-3474, and all the advice. all the lures, all the baits, you name it, Clyde's Hazek for crabbing and fishing. 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway exit number 9, 410-242-6108 for Clyde's Sports Shop. Guess who else has all the crabbing stuff you want? On the Eastern Shore. First choice for hunters and anglers on the Eastern Shore is Kent Island's crabbing headquarters, Chesapeake Outdoors. Crab pots and traps and nets, ready to go trot lines, trot line components, crab bait, seasoning, steamers, licenses and ramp permits, Costa sunglasses, Yeti coolers, Huck fishing apparel, long sleeve tees, short sleeve tees and shorts, 20% off this weekend. They carry the Grundens boots, rain gear and apparel if you want to look like a waterman, the extra tough fishing boots. Complete selection of fishing tackle, bows, arrows, archery equipment, firearms, muzzleloaders, and hunting supplies, and dove gear. All at Chesapeake Outdoors, 410-604-2500. Chesapeake Outdoors is located at Route 50 East, exit 39B. Dominion Road exit off of Route 50, Kent Island in Chester, Maryland. Chesapeake Outdoors.
Slow-moving thunderstorms in and out of our weekend forecast yet again today and tomorrow. A little less storm coverage, a little more heat for the top of the week. We're up to 90 this afternoon with south winds and warm numbers. Heat indices mid and upper 90s. 73 tonight with an early evening storm. I'm meteorologist Scott Laurie, more from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
This is Alan Ellis for Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex spray-on bedliners. Linex spray-on bedliners are rated number one and carry a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust in your bed. Your tools, your tackle, crabbing, and hunting gear can't hurt it. Choose the Linex Premium or the Linex Extra. Both look great. Bay Linex and Catonsville Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards, you get it. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex bedliner and truck gear accessories. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. 410-789-0199. 410-789-0199. Catonsville Linex, new location, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill, just off Security Boulevard across from Coons Ford. 410-455-0800. 410-455-0800. Linex.
W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg has taken care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything, their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410. W&W Tire and Auto.
Talk Radio 680 WCPM.
Remote control, big screen TV with stereo, football, baseball, NASCAR too, a picture and it's all in view, and if it comes on just a little too late, with the 3 ZRs you can get it on tape. He's a high-tech redneck, legendary, meets Star Trek, he's a bumpkin, but he's bumpkin, he's a high-tech.
That's Sparky.
You've done it now.
I know. That's all right. No worries. So, in conclusion, the lawsuit against California gun laws on the magazine capacity, John Dillon, who is the gun owner's lawyer, said, if owning a magazine is legal, being able to use them ought to be legal, too. Lawsuit named State Attorney General Xavier Becerra as the head of the State Department of Justice Firearms Bureau's defendants. It likened the term assault weapon to this. Listen to this. Assault weapon, a politically concocted pejorative term. I like that. a politically concocted pejorative term for weapons lawfully used in virtually every state, and argued that California is barring law-abiding citizens from getting, making, or transferring firearms in common use for lawful purposes. The lawsuit further asked to declare the court to declare California's definition of an assault weapon unconstitutional and issue an order permanently barring enforcement of laws that prohibit them based on magazine capacity. Incrementalism. That's what will get your firearms taken away. The eroding of your rights. The drip, drip, drip of socialism. All right. Well, there's the music. Glad to hear it today. Going to breakfast with my buddy Dave at Expectations right over here in Owings Mills this morning. Been a while since I've talked to Dave. Going to try and help with him this year, too, and see if that happens. Going on an elk hunt for Roosevelt Elk in Washington with a recurve bow. Be inspired by Tread Bar to